you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride?
Thank you for sticking with us. If you're just joining the conversation and tuning in, we're talking with Aerogelic Ballooning owner Shane Corey's second-generation hot air balloonist, and gave us a history of hot air ballooning and bring us forward to modern times. What has, you know, that 200-plus years of technology done? Are we still using the same bags that they were in France, or ours a little better now?
Oh, well, the envelopes are far greater. I mean, fabric technology has skyrocketed. There's so many different types of fabrics now versus paper and silk. We still use wicker baskets, though. Wicker is still one of the best materials in the way of cost, weight, durability, flexibility, repair options. And then burner technology, of course, you know, we use propane. It's the most efficient fuel out there and clean burning, cleanest burning. And our burners are now able to use about half the amount of fuel as they would have in the beginning. Modern day ballooning started in the 1950s through Raven Industries. It was a NASA test project. They had hired Raven Industries out to do, and what it was supposed to be was a weather balloon, a manned weather balloon, and they made a makeshift hot air balloon using weed burners, started test flying it to make sure it's going to do the job, and thought it was so fun they should just start selling it to the public. So they did, and that's how modern day hot air ballooning started.
So can I just go buy one and start and fill it up with hot air and take it out by myself now? Or, I mean, there's got to be like piloting classes or flight regulations, right? Aviation laws that I've got to, you don't want one of these things drifting through the Deer Valley Airport during peak takeoff time.
Right. We are FAA registered. We have to follow all the same rules and regs as airplanes do, which is the Federal Aviation Regulations. To fly passengers, you have to be either a private pilot or a commercial pilot. To fly paying passengers or make money at it, you have to be an FAA-certified commercial pilot.
Everyone that's piloting one of these has had a little bit of training. I can't just go buy one and say, hey, Romy's hot air balloons, let's go for a ride.
Right. Now, there is such a thing as an experimental category where you could fly it as long as it's under a certain weight, where you could actually buy a little balloon and go way out in the middle of nowhere and try killing yourself. So there is the possibility of doing that, but most companies would never sell a balloon that lightweight, and second of that, would we even want to sell it to you?
Yeah, that's quite a liability as a manufacturer.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys both manufacture the balloon itself, and then you do commercial rides if somebody wanted to get in a wicker basket and go sailing?
Right. We have Fantasy Hot Air Balloons is the brand name of the balloon that we build.
Okay.
They're smaller sport balloons. Mom and pops like to use them for, doing rides, but groups of 4 to 6. And then we've got balloons that go way down in the sport categories where you've heard of balloon races. They like our balloons for that.
And what is the actual material? You said it's come a long way in over paper and silk. What's the actual material we're making, though?
My favorite material is nylon.
Okay.
Yeah, but other manufacturers.
Does nylon burn?
Yeah, it melts.
It melts, yeah. How? What's the separation you have to get from the propane torch to the nylon?
Believe it or not, you can get that flame within a foot of the fabric, and it doesn't hurt it.
Wow.
And then the bottom of the balloon, we where the flame is, we'll say the bottom 10 to 20 feet, is something called Nomex. And it's a wool fabric that's weaved with Kevlar. And we use the wool so that we can dye it, all the bright, beautiful colors. And it's the same exact material that race car drivers use or firemen use.
Underneath when they take their helmet off at the end of the race and that.
That's Nomex.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a fire retardant fabric.
And that's the bottom of the balloon.
Yeah.
So how How big are these gas tanks and how long can you stay in the air?
Oh, well, see, that really depends on the size of the balloon. Mm-hmm. But the average balloon will have a 10 to up to a 20-gallon tank, and each balloon has 3 to 4 tanks.
Okay. And, so three to four tanks, 20, you know, so, I mean, you're flying with 50, 60, 70 pounds of propane.
Oh, yeah, more when it comes to pounds, 50, 60, 70
gallon tanks. I'm sorry. Yeah. Gallons, not pounds.
And we'll burn anywhere from 25 to 65 gallons, depending on the size of the balloon.
So are the tanks you fill up with, those aren't the ones you're flying. You've got tanks on the ground to fill them up and get them going.
No. We take them on flight with us.
Okay. So you don't burn through a whole tank filling it up?
Sometimes. The bigger balloons will. Okay. Yeah, we'll empty a tank and leave it on the ground.
How long does that take?
10 minutes.
Okay.
Only takes give or take 10 minutes with a good crew to fill a balloon and have it in the air.
So when you're setting up and you're filling up, and I mean, this nylon, is there like the Cactus Patrol out there sweeping first?
Yeah, the crew definitely check for obstacles for the fabric.
So, all right, hang tight. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back with Corey Shane, and we'll talk about what it's like being in the air.